Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Well, TMI claps back at fans after complaining about the dating scene.
And is Kim Zolciak flirting with Tom Hanks' son? We'll get into that later. But first, let's talk about the Drake and Joe Budden drama. HK, what's going on here?
Some beige smoke. Well, Champagne Poppy's new album For All the Dogs finally dropped on Friday, and of course, a lot of fans gave the album props on the FBI's internet. However, Joe Budden said he felt Drake was rapping for the younger generation instead of people his own age, and felt like the album should be called For the Pups. Oh. And of course, Drizzy clapped back and he said, if any artists watching this, just remember, you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success. You switch careers because the things that pop into your brain had you broke living check to check. And the raps you write have 450 men showing up to your shows in dusty Adniche jeans to screw up their face to Mood Music 29 and pretend you are the GOAT. If you need to put in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions.
Oh, wow. Man.
Now, Joe Budden's clapped back with this post. You'll grow up sooner or later. Father Time is undefeated.
Okay.
What does that mean?
You know, at the end of the day, you'll be an old guy sitting where I am. And, you know, yeah, at the end of the day, you can't beat Father Time, yeah.
But did you think Drake had more opportunities because he's biracial?
No. I mean, the way he looks, I think, helps him. You know what I mean? Like, if he looked like, you know, like the guy from Captain Phillips, I don't think he would move as many records.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Guy from Captain Phillips.
I don't think we look at Drake and think about him being biracial.
We may not look at him, but we know. So, I mean, poor Joe. I feel bad for him.
I just don't like people who are rude for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time Joe has an opportunity to say something nice, he does it. You know what I mean? Like, remember with the Migos? He got nasty with the Migos. And now you get, just say, sometimes it's better to say nothing, pop, pop.
Mm-hmm. You know? Whenever people say nice things, that doesn't get the headlines. That doesn't bubble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you can't tell nobody, oh, you need to grow up then.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Joe Budden gets sensible compliment is not a story on Dish Nation. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I heard Joe Biden liked the album, though.
Okay, I like it. Well, baby, today keep getting spicier and spicier. So Tia Mari is clapping back at fans after a clip went viral of Tia admitting how tough and exhausting the dating scene has been following her divorce from Corey Hardik. Now, of course, fans who watched the clip were quick to think there was a possibility of her and Corey getting back together. However, the Sister to Sister star made it real clear where she stands. She tweeted, "Just because the dating life is complicated doesn't mean I'm going to go back to something that no longer serves me. That's like saying if I don't book an audition or a part right away, I'm going to give up on my dreams as an actor. Please just stop. I ain't that weak. Okay. Please move on because I have. Thank you. Next."
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. It's true. Told people them. Be in my comments like, oh, you should have stayed with Vince. Like, oh, you really tried it. Oh.
What? 10 years ago.
No.
Well, you know, it's good to see her, like, sticking up for herself. Because a lot of times I think people, like, look at film as, like, they soft because they, like, on, like, you know, family television.
Yeah.
It's harder to date now. Don't you agree, Tamar, is it harder to date?
Is it harder to date? It's harder to separate the real from the fakes, I have to say. You know, it's a lot of reality people out here. Mm. Yeah, a lot of narcissists out here. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Brad, you don't agree?
She know I'm right. She know, because she know. Okay, hello, tutu, beep, beep. Well, moving on.
All right, moving on.
I thought that was your lie.
No.
Yeah, Tamar keeps the moving on button going. Let's go.
Yes, she did.
Okay, so Gary, I was scrolling on your timeline on Instagram over the weekend, and I saw that you received, guys, Gary received a Life Achievement Award at his high school reunion. Will you tell us about it?
It's two in one. 1 year, right? Girl.
Yes, yeah. So, and when you think about it, you're like, girl, am I fit to die?
No, no. People are just appreciating you.
Yeah, and,
you
know, and it's hard for me to even accept that, but I had my reunion this past week in my class reunion. My classmates, they presented me with this beautiful award. I was like, oh, I was shocked. And it was a nice size, and it cost a lot of money, too. It wasn't like a piece of paper like they used to give you. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice. So I just thanked my classmates, Tanya, Tawana, Charles, Leonard, and Alicia. They were all, you know, instrumental in doing this. And this class, it presented me with that award.
Oh, so
that was
so nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was real nice, and it was real pretty. We had a good time. Everybody looked good.
Now, what class was this?
Class of 93.
93?
Oh, wow. You's a 93-ass
lie. Right. You graduated from high school in 93?
Yeah. You's a damn lie. You sure ain't graduated before
I'm
me.
I'm telling y'all.
The math 39. Is kind of off, because like, Google says you're in your 40s, but this award, if you zoom in on it, it says class of 1983.
83.
Okay. So, let me tell you something, honey. That,
they didn't get it wrong. Girl. They the class people. This, they know.
No, Brad, because you remember, I don't know why people mess up with these awards. The award I received a couple of months ago, they said gay with the T. They messed
no,
up.
No, they were right.
They also they didn't mess up either.
That says a lot about the Port Arthur school system.
Yeah.
They're on it, they're accurate, they fact check.
Yeah. What were your math grades? How's that? That math ain't math.
Well, congrats to you, Gary. We love you.
Okay, everybody line. All right, y'all. Gary wasn't the only one having fun this weekend. Y'all, my friend Miss Lunell got hot and bothered when she met Method Man, y'all, and his abs backstage at a show. Now, she dropped these pics and said, yes. It's Method Man. No lashes, no makeup, no reason to rub my face all over his extremely hard abdomen. Respectfully, of course. He smelled amazing. He sweats beautifully. Lucky to miss his man, but I'm sure he's a pretty lucky guy as well. It takes a true queen to lock down, support, and represent a king like this. Yes, ma'am. She look like she's pretty low.
She just looks young.
Method Man look better than some of these youngsters around here. I mean, that's younger than him. I mean, he's got a nice abdomen and stuff.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to look like that. There ain't no doubt about it.
He lives in the gym. And like, and if you ever see him perform live, like, yes. It is a like an intense workout for him and the audience members. Because it make you want to jump and get crazy too.
Yeah.
Didn't you do something with him? I'm here, Cracker.
Yeah, we got a song together and hopefully we'll be rocking it live someplace soon. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I like how Lunell's getting her glasses out.
Yeah, that's it for me. Even she taking them off to look at them up closer, putting them on to make sure it's really there.
And with her cape and cloak, she looks like she's giving him like a prestigious honor like some sort of gala. You know what I mean? It's dope.
My lord.
Well, Lunell's not the only one being flirty out here in these streets. Check this out. Now, we mentioned the other day that Kim Zolciak was down in Colombia shooting a surreal light. Well, it seems she might have taken a liking to one of her co-stars, Jafikan, Mr. Chet Hanks. Now, reportedly, they hit it off and flirted a lot during the 2 weeks of production, and time will tell if anything happens now that they're back in the state. We co-signing this?
Yes, I am.
What?
Really?
Yeah, because remember we reported that, you know, her and her husband were still hooking up,
yes.
And he went to the judge and said he was steadfast and unmovable.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. So, yes, I subscribe to her moving on.
No, that's to me, that's not a good comparison.
That's so nice.
Why y'all say that?
Croy was a football player. He kind of had some money, I think, when they started dating. I think Chet Hanks is job to job. He does. He's acting, but he's not in a lot of movies.
He got a good trust fund.
Maybe she just want to play and need somebody to play with.
A rebound.
That's what I mean.
I think a rebound is perfectly acceptable, especially a woman like she's been married a long time, going through a dramatic break. Sometimes you just go through a fun season.
So that's
you
what I'm rebound. Saying.
So you think he'll be good for somebody like Tamar or something?
No, baby. Don't sign me up on a Christian
you
Jubilee.
You know, on the whole list of things that I'm not going to talk about.
Yeah, baby, don't write my name on the wall. Tamar's doing just fine. Don't you worry about little Tay-Tay over here.
Yeah.
All right, up next. Issa Rae fans, let interviewers have it, y'all. We'll tell you all about it after the break. Mm-hmm. Keep playing with the pup. You're going to get licked in the mouth. See what I'm saying?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, now, we told you last week about Real Housewife Mia Thornton's divorce from her 71-year-old husband, Gordon. And now Gordon is spilling some details. Now, he told TMZ he gave her a whole pass to use for sex because he knew he wouldn't be able to satisfy her sexually due to his age. Oh, but one stipulation was that she had to let him know if or when she would use it. And Gordon says that Mia wasn't honest and has been sneaking around and is lying about why she is really divorcing him, yo.
Why are all these men running to the press talking about that? What's wrong?
Yo, he's 71. He's easily confused. He's easily manipulated at this age.
He ain't confused.
Pop, pop, you see the gray in his beard.
Yeah,
he didn't know.
But it's confused. Giving like this. Usually men don't run and, oh, we getting about this. Like,
it might have been a situation where like they wanted to talk to him about his businesses and then they lured him in. So, yeah, so what's going on with your relationship? Well, let me tell you. You know what I'm saying?
I knew what he was going on.
Yes, thank
I've
you.
Always said this. Men are the new bitch, if you didn't know that. Now, they are doing bitchier things than men have ever done before.
I feel like it took a lot for him to probably even offer that up because, you know,
why?
When your spaghetti ain't noodling no more and, like, you know you got to try to keep this one, you know, this lady entertained, you know, like, damn, it but probably hurt his whole existence and soul to agree to do that.
Though. He knew she was marrying him for his money. Yeah,
exactly.
He said it. He knew.
So why you get on TV crying like a damn fool and stuff?
Like
these old-ass bastards getting for making these young girls. Why you want to make with these young girls? You know damn well you can't do nothing with her but pass.
It's like you can't give her the hall pass and be mad that she used it.
But she wasn't honest, supposedly.
So I don't blame her for lying and not saying when you're using the hall pass, because like he gonna slam the door or be treating you really weird for the rest of the day, knowing that you just
checked
came
the
back.
Phone records because he paid the bills. Who got time to check a phone record?
71-year-old retired man.
71-year-old retired man checking phone records.
All she had to do was ride it out. Maybe what 10 more years?
If that. Could have started cooking real unhealthy meal, real unhealthy diet.
Have you tried his Popeye sandwich?
Roll up his cholesterol. Come on, ladies.
So moving on, y'all. My girl Easter Rae stopped by Culture Con recently, and while being interviewed by Glenda McNeil, Miss Glenda mispronounced her name, child. Check it out on how the crowd got her together.
It's pretty incredible. You guys know a lot about Issa Rae for all the work that she's done.
Issa Rae.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh my! I'm over here saying, calm down. It's okay. I'm part of the community, honey. It's okay.
Yes, honey. I love this back there, bitch. She had to be, no, look, I'm part of the community, girl. Calm down.
Yeah, Glenda the Pretender probably won't be allowed to interview anybody else in the community no more. Like, you're supposed to know that. You know what I mean? And especially as big as Issa Rae is in the black community and just the world of entertainment as large, you're supposed to be on point.
When people mispronounce my name, I get a little offended. That's why I liked how she responded. Like, you know, that's what's up. Like, for her fans to step in for her.
Yeah.
Yes, like you didn't do your research. You didn't do your homework, baby.
Well, what do they call you? They call you
Tamar.
Tamar.
I mean,
some people don't know.
I do know a Tamar, spelled exactly the same, but I also know that you are Tamar, and that's not a mistake I made.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
They
put a Y with it. Or Y or anything.
Yeah, Y would have been Tamar, but.
Or just ask.
But anyway, coming up, honey, Kanye West's wife, baby, has rules that she must follow. Find out what they are after the break.
People don't pronounce Gary wrong.
No, they just, they do. They say Gary.
Oh.
They do that on purpose.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, apparently this pedicure said you got to get to work on Kanye's feet because she went in, y'all. So here's the story. Ty Dolla $ign came through with a quick post and delete of Kanye spazzing out on his nail tech. Now, in the video, Kanye is kicked back, relaxing, doing his private pedicure, and then all of a sudden he screams on the nail tech for going a little too far with getting that crust off them toes. Check this out.
Oh, they know we out here. No, I'm not gonna do the rest of it. I gotta come out from that minute.
Oh,
sir.
No, it's just the.
Oh, no, it's my toes. It's my toes.
Sorry?
It's my toes. I'm not gonna do it. That hurt?
No, I don't understand, sir.
Wrap it up. I'm not gonna do it.
I don't know what to say.
That was a mild spat.
Kanye coming through with the it's my toes. But I do understand. Y'all ever had a nail tech tear up y'all toes?
And have. Yes.
Did you get up and walk out?
Yes. Yeah. Because what happened is you'll spend weeks with ugly feet.
That makes me nervous. So I'd be scared.
No, maybe she was nervous. It is Kanye West's feet now.
And then when you've been walking outside barefoot for that long, I imagine that there's a lot to chip away and, you know, like, you know, grizzle at. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Out of all the Kanye West freakouts that we've seen in the last, like, few years, this was, like, tepid.
Mild.
Yeah. Like, it seems like the anger management's really working out for him.
Yeah, he just got up instead of really, really spazzing out.
Those my toes.
My toes.
My private space.
Where was the camera at
this? Was it a hidden camera?
Was it a hidden camera? But how did Ty Dolla $ign know where to look?
But why would he post it?
Because I don't know if it's part of that documentary that leaked. It's like 2 hours and some change. So I don't know if it's a part of that or if there's just like some more shenanigans with them being out and about. But it would suck if you were next. And because of what Kanye did, the lady left. Like, maybe that's why Ty was looking like that, because he was supposed to go after Kanye.
I guess, in more than one
that's
way.
That's a good reasoning.
Well, Ye can't control the nail tech from cutting them talons up, but according to the streets, he's definitely controlling wifey Bianca Censori. Now, apparently, Yeezus has a list of rules for Bianca to follow, and some believe it's so he can have a Stepford Wives version of his ex, Kim Kardashian. You want to hear some of these 10 Yeezy commandments?
Yes.
All right. Bianca is not allowed to speak. She is required to work out and eat only certain foods, even though Kanye doesn't. And Bianca must wear what Kanye wants her to wear. Now, some of her friends are claiming that she doesn't have a mind of her own and she's been groomed to obey him.
She's a grown woman.
It don't damn matter. She want a check, so she better stay there and listen to what Kanye say, honey, and do it. That's what she, and I agree with some of those things. If we did some of those things in real life, most relationships would last longer. Don't talk. We're in the public. Don't talk. I want you to wear this outfit here. Don't wear that. I think it would be great.
That's abusive.
But you don't have anyone, so you can't give us advice, those of us who have had someone, because you haven't had anyone in a long time,
in the 2000s?
But I think if we all would follow those rules, a lot of relationships wouldn't
Gary,
be broken.
We have to wear what we want to wear. You ain't going to let nobody tell you what to wear.
What if they said no more short sets? You're done
then
for.
Then what?
No more designers.
Yeah. Ooh, no more shopping.
Oh, no, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, girl, honey.
That's all right now, huh?
Yeah.
See, take that back. Same rules don't apply. You take it back.
All right, moving on.
Take it back. Take it back.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, we're coming up on the Nicola Peltz, honey, she sends her daddy-in-law, Mr. David Beckham, a bootyful baby. Congratulations. Ooh, honey, we'll explain after the break. But well, yeah, good. I'm a labor horse, so I got to do that one.
Yeah. And
all we had to do was turn it around on you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, Nicola Peltz sure knows how to say congratulations to her father-in-law, David Beckham.
Okay.
The actress posted a series of photos with Brooklyn Beckham feeling on that booty in celebration of David's new docuseries, Beckham, with the caption, "Last night was incredible. Congratulations at David Beckham." And of course, you know, people were a bit judgy in the comments, as they are. Some people called Nicola weird for posting and tagging her father-in-law in these photos and even asked why she didn't mention Victoria in the post. Hello. And she even lost some fans who unfollowed her because they thought this was odd and inappropriate. What do you guys think? It is kind of weird. It's a little weird, right?
It seemed like the night was incredible for the people in the picture.
Right?
You know what I mean?
And like it's an inside joke, guys.
Really?
Yeah. Like, why else would she tag him? Obviously, it's something that they all know that
we don't need to know like that. That little tramp trying to get his damn daddy. That's why she with him.
No.
Yeah, you know how the children to dad, let me get to you, and I'll get to the damn dad.
Did any of y'all's folks or family ever comment on your PDA photos?
No, baby, we're grown. No,
yeah, we're grown.
What about yours? Does Sheldonna do yours?
Sheldonna? No. I don't post PDA photos.
Yeah. But you can't.
That's not the thing I do. Huh?
You can't.
What do you mean I can't?
Because that means you come out with somebody.
Well, no, I mean, I am seeing somebody, but we're not, like, posting a bunch.
Would you recreate this
Have
post?
Have you posted any?
She's been in my story, but I haven't posted her on the feed.
Oh,
on the
okay,
wall
so
yet.
Nobody can comment.
That's
smart
right.
Man. That,
thank you,
smart
Brad. Man. Thank you.
Well, there's one that's not volunteering information.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.